I can only duck out so often without you guys complaining, so.
Oh, we still complain when you do it.
I know.
Well, there's two of us.
But yeah. Complaining to me. I don't care if you complain, as long as it isn't bothering me personally.
Is Jeff here?
Yeah. I'm about to get in my car to show up at his house.
And mahogany. There's that.
That'll be like the second or third one.
I couldn't tell over Terrence's needlessly telling us how much he didn't want to be here.
No, there's a need.
Yeah. He needs us to know.
I'm just updating you on my mental health.
Well, can't make fun of if you use that terminology.
This is 2024. Mental health is going to take a backseat to everything else that's going wrong with the planet.
Incorrect, actually. There's so much going wrong with the planet. I don't see any need to worry about it anymore. What can I do?
There's a TikTok guy who gives out secret recipes for like fast food restaurants and stuff. Like,
I've seen him.
The guy. Hey, come here.
Jordan the Stallion.
There we go. He's 26 and he looks like he's way older. And that became a thing this past week, where like nobody believed that he's only 26 because he doesn't look like he's only 26. And he says because there's so much stress, there's terminology going around that people in his age group look older than people in our age group, which I'm immortal. You can't see at how great I look. I'm 40 and this is just drink it in. But it's because I don't have any stress. But the younger people, they've got stress, so they look older. He did look like he was like in his, I thought we were the same age.
That dude taught me how to crack an egg right.
On a flat surface?
On a flat surface. You just drop it on a flat surface?
Don't drop it. Don't do that.
From this far?
Yeah, it's just
You don't need to drop it.
I know I don't need to, but yeah. I drop it and then I pick it up, crack it one-handed into my pan. Go away. It's perfect.
Yeah, wow. You crack it into the bottom of the pan. That's what I do.
I've been using the lip of the stove forever.
Don't do that.
No, that's how you get shells in your food.
It's also what pushes bacteria into your egg. So, flat surface.
Yeah, but it's then just the egg kills bacteria.
You know what gets me is that, like, maybe we shouldn't be so safe. You know, I mean, keep introducing the body to bad bacteria, small egg fragments at a time.
I've been getting like fresh eggs from a coworker for like a couple months now, you know, and like you try to wash them, but sometimes you just can't get it all off. You know, you're like, you know, I'm just going to dry it off and pray for the best.
Well, chicken duty. And then you crack it on the edge, you push that chicken shit right into your yolks.
Take your shit omelets. Oh, yeah.
That is basically taking some airborne vitamin C. You're just boosting your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Airborne doesn't work. they got sued over that.
Not
at all.
Emergencies are good, though, right?
I mean, vitamin C works to help prevent you from getting sick. Once you're already sick, it's too late.
Right.
But vitamin C and vitamin D. Both of them together with like elderberry.
Elderberries.
You know what has more vitamin C than oranges?
Elderberries.
Broccoli.
Elderberries.
Would you rather have an elderberry casserole or a broccoli casserole?
I think an elderberry casserole would be a pie.
Shut up.
If it's casserole,
you don't have to feel so bad about saying you had it for breakfast. Oh, it's a leftover casserole for breakfast. Do you mean pie? Yeah, I had pie.
But actually, Terrence did correct me correctly. It is cobbler. Oof, cobbler. My brain just went casserole, crumble, pie. Casserole pie.
You're hungry.
I'm not, though. I just made some yakisoba for myself.
Yeah, is yakisoba pie?
No.
You microwave it.
I didn't microwave it. I made that shit from scratch.
What's yakisoba? You don't even have a fucking pasta maker.
I didn't make the pasta. Eat a dick. I made it out of spaghetti noodles.
Oh, it can't be yakisoba without soba.
I know. I needed the buckwheat noodles, but they're so expensive.
Not if you buy and mill the buckwheat yourself. That's
just true.
Come on, Mr. Lift Man. You could spare any time you want to just spend the day churning your own noodles for your yakisoba.
I could be making $300 right now. Nope. I'm spending this whole day making noodles.
You're in the car all day. You could just take a big mortar and pestle and at stoplights, grind up the grit.
Yeah. Hey. Give people discounts for helping out.
Yeah, I'll give you back $3 if you grind this for the whole way.
I just need you to like really get that buckwheat fine.
I know it's very sad that you're having to lift to the hospital to deliver your baby, but I need these noodles done by the end of the day. So
if it'll take your mind off.
The best way to make sure for a healthy pregnancy is exercise. Grind that shit.
You husband, I got a butter churn in the back if you want to join it.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll definitely help improve my ratings.
Improve ours if you do it. Yeah, nobody cares about your lift job at this point. You're happy, whatever.
I'm excited about it. I'm doing great.
We will talk to people that hate their jobs. Terrence?
Oh, God.
don't get him cranked up. We'll never play.
I helped Jeff with his job this week. I made him a nifty commercial for his school.
That's a training video. Now you're a producer.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking producer. Oh, can I put that down in my credits?
Yes.
On my IMDb page?
Yes.
Sweet. Educational producer?
Yeah. You're basically Coronet now.
Sweet.
Just get old-timey film reels.
I didn't know the reference. I was just going to, in my head, think it was cooler than that.
No.
It's not.
Oh, damn it.
They're the ones who did a lot of drunk driving videos for driver's ed classes.
Basically, they had an educational video for anything, including shit you didn't need educating about. Mm. And a lot of them end up on riff tracks. Surprise.
I wish riff tracks could get a hold of the Hooters training video I had to watch back in 03. It's awful.
Was it do not grope the waitresses? Was that the
no? It was thrust? It was basically wash your hands and smile a lot. But the part that made me giggle, and I'm sitting on a fucking dirty bucket in the back storage room on a watching a little tiny TV on a shelf with a pen and paper on a knee because you know they're high class, and sure. It was like remember. At Hooters, the kitchen is open, so be sure to let them know how much of a good time you're having. And it cut to just this heavy set dude with a bowl that's way too big for any amount of wings, and he's like tossing the wings, but he's got the biggest like just not real smile on his face, and he's doing a little head shake when he's tossing his wings. I was like, nobody will ever look like that at a Hooters ever, and it was so absurd. That anybody could be that happy working at Hooters that I laughed out loud, almost to the detriment of me having a job there. You know why they hired me?
You were available?
Yeah. me and a buddy, we just moved to Charleston and we went to like six different, North Charleston, it was like, you know, 10 fucking restaurants. All right there around the mall. So we hit all of them for applications. And then he was like, let's go to Hooters and eat. And I was like, I've never been to a Hooters. So, okay. So we sit down at a table with all these applications and the manager walks up and goes, obviously you guys are looking for work. And he slid us a couple of their resumes. And that's I filled rude. Out every one for these other places very seriously. And I filled theirs out like I was applying to be a Hooters girl. And they fucking hired me. Like, hey, you know, any other reasons why you think you'd be a good fit for Hooters? And I was like, oh, I think the orange shorts really match my skin tone. And I fucking love wings. And I got a call. That was the only one that called me back.
There you go, man. Don't take life so seriously. It's a fucking game.
Well, you know why? They remembered that one.
Yeah.
I ended up working there for 2 years.
Well, if you've never been to Hooters, dear listener, it's not the erotic dining experience you think.
No, it's way sadder than that.
Especially for the girls.
I mean, a lot of those girls deserve to be there. And I only say that because they were stupid. And I always say that because they really were just not bright people. They were attractive, and that was all they had going for them. And cocaine. They love cocaine.
I mean, you know, that's what attractive people like.
But I think in the 2 years there, I was only like actual friends with two or three of the front of the house staff, because the rest of them were just fucking airheads. Just vapid.
If you ever needed a tagline to sell cocaine, it's what attractive people like.
Yeah. Get a discount at Hooters with this small bag of powder.
All right, I'm going to try and send this to you guys. For some reason, it keeps telling me that I'm losing connection on it.
Oh, is this an owlbear leak?
Yeah.
Oh, did you figure out owlbear?
No, I mean,
no. No, but we're doing it anyway.
I was kind of hoping that you
What are my options otherwise? I'm sure as shit not going to pony up for a VTT that's going to make me more angry.
Hey, Foundry VTT. Listen to a few episodes of us doing a break test of Pathfinder 2E. I get mad. Oh, wow. Why's my mini so big on this?
I don't know. Shrink it down, I guess. Like I said, it's giving me like weird error messages and losing connection. So I don't know how useful it's going to be tonight, but.
You know, this map's way bigger than I thought it was. I was like, this is like 8 squares. Oh, no, my mini's just fucking sized up to 50 feet. Look, I really like Foundry, but it is a learning curve.
Mahogany, I appreciate you putting Weepskeep's entire name up there, because it's really easy to find you when you highlight it.
Good.
It's like 20 feet long.
Like, I'm not 25. Seeing,
you're
I'm
welcome. Not seeing
any of y'all's miniatures.
Yeah, well, you should try harder.
Yeah. I see everybody's, and everybody's moving.
So it says that this small one is 5 feet. So are these 10-foot squares?
No, these are 5-foot squares.
Yeah, so make your mini 10 feet.
The background image is what the grid in the background is.
Oh,
5 foot. Yes.
Damn it.
It's all right. We'll make our minis 10 feet and that'll scale everything to where it should be.
Yeah. If you go to the front page of Owlbear, it has state of the art grid detection.
Does it now?
Oh, God.
Who is, Vildros, I'm not Weepskeep.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. That's what spelled my first name.
Vildros?
Oh, God, it's the wrong name. God,
yeah. I was going to say, you spelled your name all the way wrong.
It's basically Vladros.
Yeah, which was...
Not even your character.
Not even my character.
My character. That was in a game you weren't even playing a character in. You were playing all the characters.
What was my last guy's name? The evil spear fighting guy.
Valric.
Valric. There it is.
The one before that was
Nippleclampsia? I don't remember.
What was your wizard's name? It wasn't a vowel name, was it?
Tucker has this unique knack for picking out names that just slide off your brain.
Yeah.
like ooey gooey butter.
Well, it was the game where you were Broadus and everyone kept saying it wrong and I got mad.
That was Terrace's fifth end game.
Mm. The game that shall not be named.
I enjoyed the game of that. I did not like the system. I don't know what it is about the fifth ed system. It just does not just doesn't do it for me anymore.
I think we might have similar problems. At least the problem I saw with fifth ed that with second ed on Pathfinder.
Well, I feel like the problem is that, like, I got to unlearn first edition and stop trying to turn it into first edition.
Yeah, just
play it like it is.
The main problem was, like, healing is now different, which y'all didn't like on fifth edition, and death and dying is now different, which you didn't like on fifth edition.
For me, the problem was I'm trying to learn first edition, and then you're trying to throw in this thing that's basically the same but different, and it doesn't help that y'all were trying to turn it into Pathfinder by, like, ignoring rules and whatever. It's like, I'm never going to learn one system or the other if you play these extremely similar games and never actually differentiate between them. That was my issue with it.
Wait, with what?
With fifth ed at the time when we were playing it, I was like, I'm still trying to learn how to play this game, and I'm never going to learn. It's just all going to be muddled in my head if we just keep doing things that are very similar to it and not different. Like, learning a completely different system makes sense, but learning a system that when the other players are not differentiating and just, like, going on stuff that they already know, it made it very difficult for me as a person who was trying to learn to learn. Blessings.
Next.
I think what got me about fifth ed is the it's very repetitive, and not a lot of variety with what a character can do in combat. Personally, but anyway, we're not playing that game anymore.
Let's talk more shit about fifth edition though for just a little bit longer, because I see Terrence has set up miniatures. And with a company name like Homebrew Detritus, we should actually be very into fifth edition.
Really?
Because instead of making rules, fifth edition requires you to just homebrew a lot of shit. That's what I didn't like about it. It's like, I might not know a rule in Pathfinder, but it's out there. I just haven't
heard it yet. You can find it.
Yeah. And I'm not against homebrewing. We do that a lot, but I don't want to be forced to do it and then remember every call I've ever made about every situation that I had to make up on the fly. Also, clerics suck in that game.
They're not healers. They're just spellcasters.
When a healing potion is more potent than the guy who speaks to a god, I lose interest. And shields suck.
Yes.
I do like what Pathfinder 2 has done with shields, where, like, they have actions that affect things.
You have to use one action to make sure you get your shield bonus.
Yeah, and then there's different types of shields that do different things. Where in 5th edition, they're like, shield gives you +2, and we're done.
Yep.
And I don't like it.
I think if we play another system, we should go D10.
You keep trying to sell us on this D10 thing, and it's just not happening.
I love it. I love D10. It's one of my favorite systems I've ever played.
What was that picture you posted of Kevin playing?
Oh, it was him playing
Robotech.
Battletech with
Battletech.
With some other group.
Big mix.
I mean, I can't knock him for playing a big game like that, because tomorrow I'm going to play 6 hours of Warhammer 40K.
You whore.
If we're lucky, it'll be 6 hours and we won't be finished. That's
so you're playing.
All I'm saying is dinner better be on the table by the time I get home. I'm just kidding.
Crack that whip.
Yes, ma'am.
Just kidding. But also,
she's pleasing. Not, though.
Yeah.
I just want y'all out there to know she's not joking. She's really mad when I don't make din. She comes in, she kicks the front door open. She goes, "Where's my dinner, motherfucker?" And I have to have like a pamphlet out with like her options. I've made four dinners. She gets to choose one of them. And I throw the other three away.
When do you have time to put on your concealer to hide the black eye?
I don't. I show them with pride. Everybody at work knows I'm getting mine.
I hit a doorknob.
Is she smart enough that when she hits him where it's covered with clothes?
Yeah, it's just it's a bag of frozen oranges.
Sackful of oranges.
Yeah, I was about to say, I cut out the part where when she kicks open the front door, she's got a sock full of Vidalia onions. She beats me with
Vidalia
onions. It's more wieldy than a phone book, that's for sure.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, but what a waste of good onions.
Oh, no, they're not wasted.
We still use the onions.
Yeah, we use the onions.
Even if they're bruised, you could still, like, caramelize them.
That's not a dirty sock, Terrence. What century are you from? She puts them in a clean sock.
I don't have any clean socks.
Oh, well, there's that. Oh, that was fun.
Actually, I don't care how many times you wash it. I don't consider any sock that has been worn more than a day clean ever again.
If money was never an option, I've said this for a long time. Money, like if I could just be as wasteful with spending as I want. I think anytime I put on socks, they would be brand new socks.
Yeah, they'd be nice, fresh socks.
Every time.
New hosiery every day.
Every day. The old socks can go to those whatever. Those.
The pores.
The pores can have my leftover socks.
I'll start a puppet theater in town just to have something to donate them to.
I could give these to people who don't have hosiery, but no, I will make puppetry.
Puppetry is important.
I am a patron of the arts, goddammit.
That's true. I do feel puppetry is important. I'm not going to lie. But where would the world be without Jim Henson? Where, I tell you.
Well, we lost you on Owlbear.
See, you set the map up. We don't need you for anything else. Yeah, guys, roll initiative. I'll take
charge of everything else.
Oh, he's back.
How many times I gotta reload this shit today? All right. Anyway, I guess we should start. Raiders of the Lard 2.0. Let's get this over with. All right.
Brought to you by puppetry, goddammit.
No. Brought to you by nothing. No, nobody sponsors this. Nobody. Nobody.
A sack full of Vidalia onions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brought to you by Jeff and nothing else.
A word from our sponsor, Jeff?
No.
There it is.
There
has been a word from our sponsor.
Nobody says no like Jeff. Eat your nose today at Homebrew to Shredister.
Yeah, and just do a big scroll of all our links. Just like a... Like
It's the one link. It's the one website.
The one link to rule them all. Anyway, so yeah, last time we left off, you guys had pulled into an underground station above the genetics dome. Or excuse me, below the genetics dome. Surprising you a bit more than you thought, whenever the door opens up, you see a very large and bustling underground tram station. And there are a lot of both people and robots here. The people and the people stop whenever the doors open. All of them looking either surprised, confused, or a little frightened. And the robots all turn their heads in that direction and stop moving. But otherwise, everything goes silent. In the background, you hear the sound of another tram taking off towards some other unknown destination.
Okay.
Scan the signs for genetics repository this way. Or, something along those lines of which direction we need to go in.
You begin looking over the signs, and all the signs are numeric. There are arrows and things like that, and it looks like there's an indicator for like level or floor number, but everything else is just a numeric code.
Like a robot language?
Eh, kinda. Or it could just be a general numeric code. It doesn't look terribly complicated, yeah.
The employees know where what is, but we don't.
Could we do a culture check to see if it's a commonly used code, like for like whatever, or if it's sure. Something that, 18?
You look at the code and you're guessing that it is probably purely internal use only. Mm. Finally, one of the robots begins to approach you. It is built very much in the style of, say, the robot dock up on the surface that you had contact with. It's obviously from the same manufacturer and probably the same era, meaning it looks old. And but this one is much more heavily armored, much burlier, much less animated as the dock up there. These robots look purely functional. This one, much like the ones you met previously in the dome that you left, the robot moves up, and you can see the people milling around watching it as it approaches you. It's basically holds out its hand, and you see that it's got a slot in it, like the robot that was driving the tram.
Mm-hmm.
Present proper identification.
Is that me? Am I the one who has the cards?
Yes, sneak attack.
I will present the administrator card that we got.
You slide it in, you hear a beep, and the card is ejected. The robot says, "You are not authorized for this area. You are out of compliance. Please return to your localized area."
Oh, hang on. Sorry, wrong card. I'll put another one in.
Okay. You want me to roll randomly?
Sure. What do you want? A percentage?
Sure.
Ooh. That's 68.
68. You go through the same thing again. It takes it in. It scans it. It ejects it. It gives you the same message. You are not authorized for this area. Please return. Yada, yada, yada.
No. We are here. We have come from the Marshal to audit the genetics laboratory. He will allow us past.
The other humans around begin whispering to each other, looking a little bit shocked. Like the and then one of them shouts out across the robots, like, "What are these Xenos doing here? Get rid of them!" The robot turns toward Shatter and says, "The problem is being dealt with, sir. You have one more attempt. Please insert proper identification."
Ninety-seven.
All right. You begin fumbling through keys, flipping through cards, and you just quickly see one that has a strange gold stripe on it. And when you slide it in, you see it scan, it ejects, and the robot says, "Ah, welcome. If you are here for a refit, follow me." The robot begins to move down the corridors, and then you see the other robots immediately begin going back to work, while the humans are like shocked to see like the robots begin to just sort of begin to go back to what they're doing. These humans here look different than the surface humans. They look more human. You remember that the surface humans are
slightly mutated.
Yeah, slightly genetically altered for the atmosphere above. They have the extra protective membranes over their eyes. They have slightly thicker skins and things like that. They're more suited to the rough and tumble environment out there. You're probably guessing they're even more radiation resistant.
And they're all double jointed.
Double jointed.
I just was, I'm thinking you said more human, and I immediately thought of Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Episode title.
More human right. than human.
They look more human than human, and I was like, more human, man. Like that.
That's so
immediately went through my head.
Following Geist back.
All right. The robot gets a good 30 feet away from you, and before it turns around, says, "The retrofitting department is this way."
Well, that's not where we wanted to go, was it?
That's fine. We will find our way from there. As long as we get away from these.
Which department are we supposed to be going for?
Genetics.
Hmm.
My thinking is if we can get out of the main site of all
train station.
Yeah, of all the people, we can do what we gotta do.
Finally, one of the humans goes, "They're not robots. They don't need retrofits. What's wrong with you, you idiot?"
Bleep, blork, ork, ah, motherfucker.
01101010001.
Oh God, when Bender prays in Futurama. 0011001.
I was thinking about the what's that band?
I hate that song.
That's what I thought of.
Clutch.
Was it Clutch?
You know that one song that you are giving us no other context.
It starts off with him 01011001. It's awful.
All right. Mm-hmm. That is a very specific kind of elder millennial kind of joke.
Did you work at a radio station in 2010? Then no, you probably don't remember it. But for me, it was awful.
At any rate, the fellow who is angry and yelling begins talking into like a little comm badge on his collar. I need an override code for these robots. They don't seem to... We have actual Xeno invaders that came in on the tram. Then a voice pipes up over a speakerway. Attention robots, ignore all codes from recently arrived passengers. They are invaders. Please apprehend them. And the robots stop what they're doing. And the people begin to scatter.
This was going to be easy. Where's the one that did that? The one who's just moved?
Sure, yeah. But yeah, they begin scattering. The robots begin approaching. I guess we could roll initiative unless you guys are interested in just standing there while they apprehend you.
The big robots are the bad guys and the little ones are...
People.
Oh, okay.
I think that one who ratted us out probably needs to get caught in the crossfire, but you know. That's just my gamer instinct.
Mm-hmm. Who did we lose? I lost people on the... Hold on, let me reload the fucking...
We lost Weepskeep. There she is.
No. That means you were also kicked out. Just hit the reload button on the screen. Owlbear, you're really disappointing me today.
Yeah, you were fine, Owlbear. You were just fine. You were perfect and great.
Then you had to get all fancy.
Yeah.
That's what always happens.
Fucking busy work.
Mm-hmm. Why broke it if it's not fixed? That's not what I meant to say.
But that's accurate. Yeah.
Do you need help in there, Mahogany? Are you okay?
It's just one of those days.
The only thing I want to wake up.
The only thing I wanted from the previous owlbear was the ability to upload your own dungeon dressing kind of token stamps. But other than that, it was great. No, wait, no, that's a totally different program. No, it was great as it was. It was fine.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, I think you could have done that on the old owlbear.
No. I was thinking of Dungeon Doodles, which doesn't have, only has a very limited selection of.
Oh, we're going to put that one together.
Dungeon dressing, yeah.
I do like how nothing that changed is better.
Yeah. I got a 14 on my initiative, by the way.
All right, let me get me some paper.
Oh, yeah, we need dice.
Got a 10.
You don't need dice. There's dice in Owlbear. Ow, no. Roll.
I need dice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They took the dice roller out of this.
No, I don't know. It's in there somewhere, I'm sure.
Is it in this three-dot area down
it
here?
It was very cool-looking before. I don't know if it remained that way.
Yeah, I don't think it's here anymore.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. 16 is my initiative.
12.
10!
I believe you're right. And the dice are gone.
They were so cool.
What was your initiative, Geist and Valgorth?
Oh, I was 14.
10.
All right. Robots. It's the robot dance. Okay. Despite unbelievable odds, you all go before the robot.
that's terrible. None of them went over a 10.
I gave them all the same initiative, and it's me, so naturally I'm going to roll shitty. But actually, that serves the narrative, because these robots are very old fashioned and not terribly bright. But it's your go first, Weepskeep. The robots here, they turn. They don't look like they have integrated weapons or anything. They actually are carrying sidearms on straps.
They look like 1970s Cylons.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Like a lot like that. They're.
And so the little ones are people, and the people are also hostile?
Well, they certainly don't like you.
Yeah, they called us Xenos.
Are they armed?
Not that you can tell.
Makes things easier.
Oh, look at them. They seem to be running away. All right, so... let's see. Yeah, I can move I can get around to it, avoiding any attacks of opportunity, I'm pretty sure. And I'm gonna flank with Geist there, even though I know, like, he hasn't gone yet, so it's not technically flanking, right?
Right, I think he's still flat-footed.
Yeah, but anyway,
I don't think you were flat-footed at the beginning. That flat-footed is a status that has to be imposed, I believe.
You haven't gone yet. You're not threatening anybody. I think. You can't take an attack of opportunity yet, right?
I don't think that's in Starfinder, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. I think Toger's right. Until you actually go on your initiative, you cannot act.
Yeah.
And therefore, you are not technically flanking.
Yeah. So either way, step up in and attack the dude. It's a 31. to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah. I rolled a 19. So close to being very good. And I didn't spend any infantry points because this is just the beginning and I just got one. So that is 20 damage.
All right. All right, you show up, you wallet the robot. It's still standing, but you you put a significant dent in its exterior, and you can feel you crush some important workings, but it's still going. The Elgorth.
I'm going to move. I'm going to run up behind Weepskeep here. And that should put me within 45 feet of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bad guys. Like, I can see them all. They're all within 45 feet. And I need them all to give me will saves. Or wait, are all of them using the same sidearm?
Yeah, the same kind, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So a will save?
A will save for each of them, please.
Okay. Oh boy, 6d20s. 1, 2, 3. That is a spin counter. How did that get in there? That is another spin. I gotta fucking weed these out.
Magic nerd.
Yeah, for a while there.
I saw a magic video today where it was like a lion guy fighting a mage in a temple.
Huh? Okay.
It's like it was like an animation based off Magic the Gathering. I had no idea. It's really cool animation though.
Was it a white lion guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the planeswalker Ajani.
Yeah, and I'm sure the wizard who could teleport and slow time is a named character from Magic the Gathering, but
probably. Let's see. Let's start with the highest. Does 17 make a save?
It does.
All right. It's one save. Does 16 make a save?
That's it exactly.
All right. Then four failures, two saves.
The four failures now have forgotten how to use those sidearms.
Okay.
So they are unproficient with that weapon and will take a -4 penalty to attempt to use them. So I've dispersed time. Their time and training or when they got programmed from that is missing from their memory for 8 rounds.
All right.
Dang.
So yeah, any movements? Did you already move?
Yeah, I moved and cast that spell. That's my go.
Essex.
All right. I'm gonna move 10, 15, 20, right here.
Okay.
And I think you get a attack of opportunity. Actually, you haven't gone yet, so you can't.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm gonna attack this guy right here.
Alrighty.
The one that's right below the third Cylon. The one over to the right of Geist.
Sure.
Okay. And that is a, let's see, 19 to hit?
19 will hit.
Okay. That's 2d8 plus 8.
Somebody label these 1 through 6 for me, or is that, can you do that in here?
16.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
16 damage?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure if you can label in here anymore.
That was the one thing Frakes figured out before anybody else, which was extra surprising because it was Frakes who figured it out before anybody else.
Yeah, Frakes was the owlbear whisperer.
I'm trying to remember how we did it before.
Because, like, I know you go to the text thing, but I thought last time you did an emoji or something.
Well, I got
an emoji. It was like numbers.
But it's very tiny.
Oh, there they are. Did somebody already do something?
I put an emoji on, but there's numbers in here.
Yeah, there's emoji numbers.
All right, I'm going to put 2 for that guy.
All right, then I'll
increase the font size.
Yeah.
Right, go to
make it bigger.
Which one did you go? 1? The one that's right next to us?
No.
The one Jeff shot is 2. That's the one I labeled 2.
Yeah.
Is there a 1?
No. I was just trying
to. Somebody's already put a 1 on the one that's to the left of Valgor.
Okay.
But it needs to be bigger.
I'm trying to figure out the text size.
Fairly readable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway. All right, Essex, you got your shot off, and you did it. You hit him?
Yep.
And that brings us to Geist.
All right. I got the one right next to me, between me and Weepskeep.
Okay, number 3 there.
Yeah, so I'll quick draw out my... Dashkari, and I will attempt to attack 3 times.
Well, 3, all right. Going for broke. Got it.
Yep. Each one of these is a -4.
Okay. Ooh, excuse me.
22, so 18?
Hits.
Better and better.
All right. 3 hits. You're about to go full Magnus Robot Fighter.
With a punching dagger. All right. Each one of these is going to be +5. So first hit is 14.
All right.
Second hit is 14.
Okay.
Third hit is
irrelevant, as the second hit sends the robot's internals spiraling out his metallic back.
Right.
Let's see, that was a full attack, which brings us to the robots. Man, you would kill like one of the 2 robots that made the save.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I noticed that it was going for its weapon while the rest of them were kind of like confused. So
All right, so let me get rid of him. Bye, 2. Or 3. Yeah, bye, 3. Okay, so let's go. Let's see, 2. Fumbles with its weapon briefly, firing across the way towards you, Geist. It's got a -4 to hit, giving it a grand total of... Ugh, man, sucks. Okay. Hilarious, but not critical miss.
Awesome.
Let's see. Number 1. Also, similarly cursed, begins firing at Valgorth, also missing badly. Let's see. Number 6 here begins moving down the way, its weapon out. Let's see, that's a move and a fire for it. It fires at the first thing it sees, in that case, Valgorth. This time, a possible hit. -4. That gives it a... Does a 19 get you?
No.
All right. And let's see, I got 4 and 5 still. So 4 actually is close enough to do a punching action, which it does. Take its swing on you, Geist. 21?
No.
Oh, sorry, 24.
Still no.
All right. It takes a swing. However, you dodge the blow fairly handily. And number 5. I'm losing. I got way too many tabs open. I don't know what I'm doing. As usual, I suck. Moves in to do a... Actually, number five is good to fire. So number five will fire. this time at Geist with a... What is this ranged? Okay. That is a 29.
Yes, that hits.
All right. Okay. Ugh. Five electricity damage.
Five electricity.
Five.
Yeah, gross.
These aren't sophisticated weapons, robots, and they're not using terribly powerful weapons. And in fact, the five doesn't even... the five, basically, you're able to shrug off, and these are... It seems like they have their weapons set on subdue as a default. Let's see. We're at the top of the round again. Weepskeep.
All right. Weep's gonna skeep up here.
Joker has robbed this combat of any tension, so... Not kidding.
You mean played my character very well?
Yeah. Like I said, robbed this combat of tension, as many debuffers do.
And, I'm going to go for two attacks on this one. And what's the penalty in this one for two attacks? Is it minus two or minus four?
Minus four.
Minus four. Minus four. Okay. I doubt either of them is going to hit then. 15 and a 16. Against EAC.
EAC, that is, let me double check. I don't think that's going to hit. No. Yeah, oh, wait. 16 does hit against EAC.
All right. Another 20 damage.
20 damage. All right. Which one did you hit? Number six. Number six. Thank you. Yurgo Valgorth.
Let's take a look here. I'm just gonna point my fucking assassin's rifle at the one that Weepskeep just hit, hoping to finish the job off. Does a 24 hit its KAC?
It does.
Then he takes 16 damage.
You fire it. It takes the hit. It is still up.
Then I will move down here. 15, 20, 25, 30. What else here? 5, 10, 15. 20. I'm going to take a cover. I'm going to run south and take cover and then drop prone as a swift.
All right. Boom, 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 boom.
The lizard went, pow! Oh shit, he's still standing. And then we burned out of there.
Essex, your companion, Valgor, runs behind the support with you. It's your go.
Okay, I have my artillery laser, so I'm going to a full attack action.
All right.
Against number two.
Okay.
First attack. Is going to be 20 to hit.
Hit.
All right. Second attack is a natural one.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's been rare for Jeff to get natural ones.
I get them, but it's usually on skill checks or initiative.
All right. Go ahead and give me the damage for the one you hit on.
Okay. That is going to be the first attack is going to be a 14.
14. 2, 14. I'm going to say that your attack unscrambles its scrambled circuitry. Pow. It's got its plus 40 hit back.
Okay.
He's the one that rolled the one. How come my skill gets fucked up?
Because that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Fuck that cookie.
Paris will take every advantage he possibly can of that situation.
That's true.
For our listeners, don't fuck cookies.
Or at least, you know, buy some soft batch from Keebler. You don't want...
Protect yourself.
In that case, Jeff, how much damage could you have potentially done?
Oh.
With your miss?
With the miss, I could have done 3d8 total.
Oh, just 3d8?
2d8 plus 8.
2d8 plus 8. That's not worth a third level spell.
Oh, Jesus.
You're good, guys. It's going to be like, well, you hit anyway.
Okay. As part of my trick attack, I will take a guarded step and end up right here. Then I will take a -2 penalty. This is the tricky part. Doing a stealth attack. Now, -2 penalty on my AC, 27. Does that render him flat-footed?
Yeah.
To then attack...
helicopter.
With a 22.
Helicopter!
Number 5. The one who's 5 feet away from me. I step forward and activate my lunge ability, which gives me a 5-foot reach with my dagger.
All right, so you're hitting 5, but by faking out 4. Got it.
Yes. And 22 hit his flat-footed?
It does.
Fantastic. I got a trick attack off. I'm so pleased.
Nice.
I'm so excited. Hang on.
You're specifically targeting the ones that failed that save, that made that save, and it's upsetting me.
It's called synergy. That's how teams work. Synergy.
You wouldn't even know had I not said
gaming.
I've seen him cast that spell before, and I see the ones that are glitching out. What level are we? 7? 8?
8.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of damage.
That's a lot of nuts.
So that's 5, 10, 16, 17, 18, 19 plus 4. 19 plus 5.
24.
24, yes. Right. 24 damage to number 5.
24, okay. Still up.
Bouncing back and forth between tabs. I apologize for my delays.
The robots get to go. Let's just start with number 5 since he was being spotlighted previously. He will attempt to open up with a full attack with his weapon. Missing with one, I'm very sure. But the second one, there's a -4, a 20, another 29.
Yes, 24 is the number you're trying to hit this round.
All right.
Oh, he is also, because I hit him with my trick attack, he's off target. So with a 20,
-2.
It still would have hit. So
that's 27. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
All right, slightly better roll this time for damage. That gives you a... Why can't I add simple math to 7 points of damage?
Okay, 7 points. Ouch, they are hurting.
But not terribly hard. 4 also will do a full attack this time, but this one with melee. Oh, God. And misses both times. I'm not even going to bother adding that up. Let's see. Two begins to move closer to you, Essex, while firing. Let's see. 7, 13. Does 26 get you?
Yes.
All right. That's
right on it.
All righty. 6 damage.
Okay.
Let's see. Weaveskeep, you are toe to toe with number 6. Number 6 will engage in melee combat. One miss, definitely, but there is a potential hit with a 26.
26 hits.
All right. Let's see, for 10 damage. These guys actually hit harder with their fists than their fucking range weapon. It's upsetting. And finally, number one, who is uninjured, or undamaged, excuse me, basically begins to move to where Valgorth is and is attempting to fist him mightily.
Ow.
And not doing it, I'm guessing, with a 15, even though you're prone.
You don't get bonuses against me when I'm prone because I took feats, but that still misses.
Yeah.
I'm a crawly lizard.
I'm a little scampery guy.
You had to fight while off balance or prone.
Well, that's the end of the robots go. You're back to Weepskeep. Weepskeep, you're in a boxing match. Rock'em sock'em robot style.
Yeah, full attack. And one definitely misses. The other one is a 16 again.
16 is a hit. Wait, a 16 KAC?
Easy.
That's a hit then, yeah.
Yeah. 17 damage.
Still up. But this thing is sparking and shuddering. It's really bad.
Bobbing and weaving.
Valgorth, you're adjacent to a foe.
Does, okay, so. I am adjacent to a foe. Sorry, I'm looking at trying to see if I can acrobatics, because I can move, I can crawl 10 feet with the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and an acrobatics is normally tumble. I'm not encumbered. So I feel like I could acrobatics 5 feet away without having to stand. Right?
Sounds plausible.
That seems right. So I'm gonna attempt an acrobatics to scuttle roll 5 feet away from this guy.
All right.
25?
25 will do it.
Okay. Then scuttle over here back to back with my best friend. Really. just my bosom buddy, as long as he's in the midst of saving me. Jeff, I had to move, so I can't reload my gun. So I'm gonna use hit him with a death's door. Give me a fortitude save.
Sorry. Oh, that blew. I'm just curious what that is. A 5. No, I'm sorry, a 6.
Huzzah! He takes 3 damage and 2 strength damage.
All right.
I've shown him his future, and it's death.
3 damage. Minus 1 to hit physically.
3 on a d10. That sucks.
Your go, Essex.
Okay. Shoot number 2, or doing full attack.
Gotcha.
22 to hit on the first attack?
It does.
19 points of damage.
All right, 19. Let's see. Still up.
Second attack is 25 to hit.
I also hit. Do you do more than 4?
Yes, I did 15 plus 8.
All right, kapow, kapow. You put him down with 2 shots. Let's see. Geist.
Hey, I'm going to attempt another trick attack on number 5 with my lunge active still. 28 to render him flat-footed. That works, right? Yes, because 27 did.
It does.
And then a natural one on my attack.
Okay. I'm going to give him a retaliatory attack as opposed to doing any.
Do something cool there, too.
He takes a swing at you after you make an awkward attack. Actually, that's a probable hit with a 28.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to disarm him with my trick attack, but that's why I rolled so badly.
All right. Instead, the robot sucker punches you for 10 damage.
10.
I can't see that from where I'm at, huh?
Wait, which one?
The nearest one.
Okay, so 4 got attack on me when I failed against 5. That works.
Yes.
Yeah, are those pillars floor to ceiling?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah. I can't help.
Let's see. That was good with Geist. We're back to the robots. Mm. Let's start with 4. 4 continues to attempt the pummeling. Let the pummeling begin. Another miss, but 24 get you?
On the nose.
All right. This time for 9. Let's see. Number 6 is barely hanging on. It takes its 2 swings at you. We've skipped. 20 does not get you, I'm sure. 29 no. probably does. I'm
it thinking. Does.
This time for maximum damage.
Maximum.
A 14. And let's see. Number 1 down here moves around the corner. Actually, just moves up to Valgorth and takes a swing on him. This probably missing with this 19. All right.
Yes.
For KAC. That's all the robots except for, I haven't done 5, have I?
Nope.
No, the only target he has is Geist. He attempts to fire a couple times. Both miss pretty significantly. Top of the round, Weepskeep.
Alrighty then. I know he looks hurt, but I'm still gonna go for the full attack. And they both are definitely going to hit. 21 against EAC is the lowest.
All right, both hit then.
And first damage is 20.
All right, well, first damage is all you need. That finishes them off pretty handily.
All right.
We're at Valgorth. Oh, no. Yeah, Valgorth.
He came up to me again?
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
It's like the robot is a robot. Single-minded and...
Single-minded. I'm tempted to be like, blood in your eye.
But it's little windshield wiper start.
It does nothing.
Makes sense that would be your reflex, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna redo what I did last time. I'm gonna try to acrobatics away.
All right.
A 35, I'm sure gets it.
Oh yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna go right on through that way. Put a little wall between me and the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Essex.
I was kind of hoping you would do that.
Called Essex. any other moves or actions?
Yeah, I think so.
You have a climb speed with him, right?
Yeah.
I'm picturing you just scrambling over Essex.
Just over
to get on the other side of him.
How bad were you hurt, Geist?
I am... half of my stamina's gone. I'm breathing heavy.
Then I look over and see that he's a little hurt, and I give him one stamina back. Hell and an yeah. extra 5 foot of movement.
Alrighty.
Oh, nice.
That's my go. I'll give you a little blessing of youth.
You're one of the youths now.
I'm just rolling crap on the damage and healing things. I'm rolling great on my d20s. It's the other dice that are leaving me hanging.
Mm. All right, Essex, you see Valgorth have a little meta crisis. You swear you see him crawl through your legs and over the top of you on the wall. But it's your go.
I hear the other, I know he's fleeing from the other robot, so I flop around and reload my rifle again and then take a pot shot.
All righty.
A spot shot.
Spot shot, yeah. A 19 to hit.
19 will hit.
18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. It's a pretty good lump, but he only had 3 previously.
So. Remember, I did 3.
And that's your turn?
Yep, that's it.
Geist!
All right.
You're torn between 2 robots.
Not for long. Geist is going to guarded step in a diagonal, closing the distance on the one with the ranged weapon. And I'm going to attempt again to do what I was trying to do the last time, and get this guy's gun out of his hand. 31 to render him flat-footed.
It does.
Another natural 1. I almost picked up a regular dice to roll it, and I was like, no, just stick with the digital dice.
Why?
And you move to the one that's too far for me to help you with. It's 5 feet too far from my spell to make it where you hit anyway.
Wait, you have to target the guy or Geist?
The guy.
Oh, all right.
Well, shit.
Anyway. All right. Let's see. I'm having trouble thinking of natural one consequences. Give me a... Oh, man, that's too easy.
You're forced to continue as you have been, yeah. Being terrible at this game. Your natural one is a real-life curse.
I'll just go with my old standby. The robot attempts to pistol whip you with his weapon. And I rolled a 28.
Yep, that hits.
It hits for 12.
Mm-hmm. No more digital dice for the attack rolls. No more.
Okay, good. It is their go. This guy steps up. And you're about to get one of those cartoon beatings. No. All right, that's a miss. Definitely, also a definite miss.
But they can't flank me.
Huh?
They can't flank me.
They cannot flank you, but they can take swings at you. You're able to dodge 1, 2, a third, but 1, I think, land hits home with the 25.
It does not, because I'm no longer lunging.
All right. Well, then, yeah, you go into matrix mode, dodging 4 robot punches.
All behind a wall where nobody can see how awesome.
Yeah, that's so impressive.
I just don't believe him.
Oh, I'm not going to talk about it. This is nobody's seeing me. That's why I'm in my element. Hence the name.
All right, the robot continues to try. This robot moves up to try and get to the person in front of him, Grimjax. It's a 5-foot adjust. It takes a couple swings at you, Grimjax. Missing with 1, does 27 get you?
Yes, it does.
All right, you take a sucker punch.
Wait, how much does that betray Seba?
2 points.
I'm going to use chromatic defense and use my paradox, one of my paradoxes. This is a 12 to give him a +2 to his AC.
All right, well then, you think it's incoming. However, you feel...
Yeah, I just basically...
You feel something odd happen, and the next thing you're like... Just a micron aside, as the robot punch dodges.
Oh, you. Wait, I'm supposed to do that before the attack is confirmed.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I didn't realize you had that power. So
I'll take the damage. No. Go ahead. Just go ahead and give me the damage.
Well, that makes this one not worth using. I'll never do that again.
Lesson learned.
Well, if you can't know after the attack is confirmed, like it doesn't.
Yeah, I have to go, hey, you're about to get shot at. Here's +2 to your AC, but that just seems like a really big waste on what a very limited use thing that I have.
All right. Well, it's 9 damage if you want to take the damage.
Okay.
Togar, if you want to change your spell list, you'll.
No, it's not a spell. It's a class feature.
Oh, okay.
Chromatic defense is you can execute a precisely timed move that helps you and others dodge incoming attacks. As a reaction, when an attack is declared, but before the result is known, and I missed that before the result is known.
Oh, okay.
You can use a paradox to grant an ally an insight bonus to AC until the end of your next turn.
The bonus
is equal to the paradox, maximum bonus of +2.
All right. Well, we're at the top of the round. Weebskeeb, you can see neither combat going on from your current position, but you can hear that there are more robots to the north east of you.
All right. So I'm going to step up here and see what is happening and step up and flank number 4.
Right. From your perspective, it just looks like Geist is getting the shit kicked out of him.
So,
if only you've been watching minutes ago, a moment ago.
Like, a flanking is a +2?
I believe.
Either way, it's a
-2 to their AC.
-2, okay, so it's a 19.
What a weird distinction to make. All right, yeah.
19 against the AC.
That will hit.
Attack!
All right.
And that is 16 damage.
Number four was fresh. All right, you hit him. You two are fighting the freshest robots. They are fly. They are hip. Anyway, your go, Valgor.
Funky fresh.
Essex, you got this. I want to go use a new spell. So I run over here. And because 4 and 5 are in a straight line, and because they're both fresh, I break out the new guy, my newest high-level spell.
Oh.
Ooh. Which sounds dope. It is fucking Time's Edge. You refract latent energy from the dimension of time into your current plane in the form of a massive blade. This is a line-shaped burst that does, it's a 120-foot range.
It is also an anime attack.
And it does 10d6 slashing damage.
Damn.
Holy shit. Dang.
So give me reflexes for both.
Okay. Oh, what do these robots' reflex say? It's probably as pitiful as the other ones. Yes, exactly as pitiful. Oh my god.
Natural 20.
Double natural 20s.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I mean, I believe it. I just rolled 2 natural ones on attack, so.
That would have been 39 damage to each, but now it is half that.
All right, so what is that?
19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so sorry, but Jesus Christ.
Don't be sorry. Revel in your one moment of success.
It happens so infrequently on saves for me.
I rolled really well, finally, on my not D20 rolls, and you saved.
It makes me sad that this happens on spell attacks as a person that casts a lot of spells in games.
Oh, I'll remember when I'm running next Wednesday and you're that wizard. Oh, I'll remember.
I'd much rather you do it on the saves than on attacks.
That's why I try to keep spells with an attack roll more than saves, honestly, because at least I know the failure is my own.
Well, I times edged 2 of them, so I edged them.
they are completely edged. They're edged.
Fuck yeah.
you go, Essex. You see an anime attack around the corner, but... No, wait, I don't know if you can see or not.
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
I am focused on the robot in front of me, and I am mad, so I take a bite out of him.
What?
He's McGruff, the crime dog.
Why are you biting the robot?
Why not?
All right,
because you can break your teeth that way.
I've got Ring of Fangs and and I can do unarmed attacks.
What's so my mouth?
Bite him, and it's a 17 plus 9. 20 to hit.
Now I can't help but picture you as the Bond villain. 20 will hit.
Okay.
Jeff likes to break out all the super secret tech when none of the other characters are looking.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't want us to see how embarrassing it is.
So fighting a robot. Damage is 9 plus 17. So 26 points of damage.
26 points of damage, Jesus Christ. All right, 20. Okay, still up, but not by much.
Okay.
Any other actions?
Nope, that's it.
Fighting. You're
good. Actually, you know what? Yes, I will. Right. I will step back.
All right. Guys, you go.
Okay.
You're in flanking with four. You saw four and five just take a massive mystical blade through their inner gut, inner works.
Their weakness is blades. Swift action.
Their weakness is damage.
Damage, my only weakness. I will swift action out my bone blade, and I will full attack, starting with four. A natural two. A 20. 18.
Well, the 18 will hit the KAC.
Okay.
Of either of them. So which one are you hitting?
This is four. I was starting with four. And I only hit once out of my three attacks. So this is 3, 4 plus 5. 4. 13 damage.
13 damage. 27. Okay, still up.
My John Wickiness is gone.
We're at Geist's go. That was Geist's go. We're at the robot's go. Let's see. Four turns to try to turn some ire onto Weebskeep. Both missing, and five attempts to hit Geist a couple times, one hitting. And four, nine.
He got over 26.
I got a 29, yes.
Yep. Rock and roll.
And let's see, number one down there moves and attempts to punch Essex. No penalties on that roll. And that's a pretty good roll to boot. So, 29.
Hit.
All right, sorry, 28. He's got a strength penalty, but...
Okay.
Which means he also has a damage penalty of one, so that might get, you do set, you take seven damage.
Okay.
It's your go, Weebskeep. We're on round six of this? I can't believe it.
Okay. So... how's number four looking?
All these robots are in extremely shabby shape, with five being the quote-unquote best looking, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
Not in great
shape either. So I'm still going to full attack. I'm going to spend an entropy point with each attack.
All right.
Let's see. The lowest is a 16 against EAC.
That was hit then.
Alrighty then. Yeah, it was. Do do do. Eighteen for the first damage.
Okay, 18 is enough to finish it.
Okay then.
Number four. Let's see. Valgorth. You see Weebskeep make short work of one of the robots in front of you, leaving two robots in your either of your eye line with your weird, like, goggly chameleon eyes.
Independently moving eyeballs.
Yeah.
Move action reload and fire my sniper rifle at the guy across from Geist.
All right.
28.
That will hit.
And, I was about to be, 28. No, it's 14 damage.
14 damage? That's enough. Pshaw! Take him down.
Booyah.
We're at you, Essex.
Step back and take a shot.
All right.
And let's see. 19 hit?
19 will hit.
And he takes 19 points of damage.
19 points of damage is enough to send this robot to robot hell, where the robot devil lives. As you finish off the last robot, you hear a siren begin to start blaring all out through the facility, and you can still hear that one panic guy screaming into his comms. They've destroyed all the security robots. We don't know what to do. And then finally, you hear over the intercoms. Citizens, be calm. We are being invaded, but we will take care of the problem. Please shelter in your habitations. The problem is being dealt with.
Question. Do all these humans look similar?
That's a strange question, but you see a lot of them look similar in a family resemblance kind of way, but not an exact duplicate kind of way.
That was what I was asking.
Go to the guy that was making all the noise.
All right.
Because usually the guy that's making all the noise is someone that thinks they're a leader.
Okay.
And point my gun at him and go, give me your badge.
He's like, I don't have to take orders from you, Zeno.
Punch him.
Okay. You punch him. He goes down easily. You can snatch the badge off his collar with no problem. The blood flowing down his nose is freaking him out, and you see the people around him backing up. And you see them like, they're talking to each other while panicking, like, oh, the stories were true. The videos, the vids we saw, oh my God.
I will approach him with the blood coming down his face with a handkerchief.
Okay.
And I'll grab him by his collar and roughly wipe the handkerchief off and get his blood on it.
Okay.
Thank you. Fold it up and stick it in a bag. Or a pouch.
It's too late to apologize to me, freak. You're all dead. Dead!
I wasn't apologizing to you. Fuck off and die.
All right. You hear the sounds of metal gears grinding against each other, and you see the big doors that lead into the facility proper at the far end of the station begin to slowly close as people are filing in there.
Make a run for it.
All right. As you guys make a run for it, you push humans out of the way, and they get out of the way once they see you.
That's right.
I'll pick feet out from under them.
Okay. And once the five of you have cleared the doors, they close behind you with a strange finality, and you look out and you can see the genetics dome is very similar, at least somewhat, to the the artificial habitation zone dome that you just left, in that you see a large green park, but everything's much more managed here. There are creatures here, mostly birds and small animals, but
you are also humans.
Huh?
Free range humans.
Yeah. But also, you see in this area there are a lot of, like, you know, human sized habitations and everything, and along the high domes on the walls, you can see that there are also other buildings, offices, things like that, just like lighting up the sky above the sky, in quote, above you, as if it were its own contained small city.
Right. Look for the nearest computer system.
Okay. As you begin looking for the nearest computer system, you take stock of your situation, and you see that the sirens have gone off here, and you can hear them echoing all through the dome. And you said they said we have security teams converging on your location, intruders. Throw down your weapons and surrender. Just echoing everywhere. The first thing you see that could possibly be used as a computer system, probably the office for the tram station, which is very nearby. And you see people are basically fleeing it in terror.
Head that way.
All right. Once you get there, the last person there is basically gathering their stuff. Like, they're running out with, like, a coat.
Give me your badge.
A thermos and their badges. And, like, she shrieks and throws everything down. Badge, thermos, coat, smock, purse.
Don't run. You'll trip and fall and kill yourself.
Her shoes, she takes off. She's like, take anything, don't hurt me.
Access the system.
I just kind of watch her bemusedly as she runs away.
She starts screaming. She runs away screaming, Alien Morales, stop, robbed me!
Well, no point in getting accused for something I didn't do, so I'll go through a purse. She got any cred sticks in there?
No, they don't seem to use cred sticks here.
Anything valuable? Like another gun?
You do find some valuables. Like, you find, like, legitimate pieces of jewelry and shit like that. You know, and makeup and, like, while a lot of it is, like, clearly handmade, primitive, or at least primitive to your eyes, like, the people here in this town, in this dome, are living in a society of their own making, but it doesn't seem to be a society that really relies on trade over much. Essex, give me a computer's check.
Roll to 17, 35.
The first thing you have to overcome is the language barrier. This place has a very specific script you've never seen before, and eventually you have to, like, dig through the archives to find...
Comprehend languages.
Okay.
Fuck your role play.
All right, instead of that, you cast Comprehend Languages, and everything gets a lot easier. The you see that the everything is translated under... it's called Population 2, Tram Station. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for schematics and just basically see if I can get into the system and try to cut out, break into their main server area or whatever, and see what access I have.
You do not have any access to anything like that from here. The only thing you can dredge up is a site map, i.e., the whole dome.
Basically, absolutely.
You are here and a whole layout of the current state of the dome.
So get the map, download it, and then figure out where is the brains of the operation, and then where's the genetics lab. Those are the two main things.
All right, the brains of the operation are above you, but not above ground.
Okay.
Somewhere in the buildings lining the edge of the dome. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, like... Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, you are above ground at this point. You guys have ascended vertically, basically coming out on at the bottom of the dome. So they're above you...
They're built into the dome itself.
Yeah, the brains of this place are built into the dome itself. So basically, you'll have to go below the dome to get to the central computer core. However, to get to the genetics, and what you're looking for is the genetic storage archive. By the way, that's a little bit closer to the top of the dome, where it looks like they do a lot of the normal clone processing.
Okay. So Is there a way to get to the computer section first?
Yes. Basically, that would be the quickest route for you there. It would probably be just to you move your way to the central administration building, which is heavily guarded. And then take the elevators downwards from there. You see that there's, after you check your map, there is a more circuitous route that takes you in one of the underground, waste storage pipes or waste removal the sewers. It's the sewers of the fucking facility. You can get there from there.
So there's a path underground to go toward the top of the dome?
No, there's a path underground to go to the central computing core, which is underground.
Ah, right.
Because then once we control the computers, we can control the dome and make our lives simpler. So that's my goal, is to get down there and get to the system and control that. And then we go get the other stuff.
All right. Okay. And as you finish downloading that information, setting your plans, and I guess explaining it to your comrades.
Yep.
We'll pick that up next week. Thank you for joining us, everybody, and have a wonderful week.
Do make wish sure this was
our links. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I wish this was a Christmas time show so that we could do the raid on Nakatomi Tower during Christmas.
No, this is Die Hard 2.
Ah, well, that's also Christmas.
I thought it was Arbor Day. There were trees everywhere.
There was snow everywhere.
Yeah, but the trees, they had decorations. It was like Arbor Day. Never mind. Oh.
Anyway.
What about Gremlins? Can we do that Christmas movie? Are we just picking Christmas movies?
No, it's Christmas heist movie.
Single all the way. Put the cookie down.
Technically, yeah, that was a heist movie. More of a smash and grab.
Really. Smash and grab, smash and grab.
And that's what we're doing. We're smashing and grabbing. Not really a heist.
So, Humber to try a sucker.
Get to the chopper.
Goodbye.